This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,161. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and my cock.
Come on.
And you are in the Men's Room. Well, Jeff, today it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Category, smoking weed and Seattle grunge bands. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clap.
Drink and the drop. All right, here we go. A Colorado mall is evacuated because of delicious milk. Meanwhile, a 94-year-old daredevil is still going strong and smooth as silk. Illinois neighborhood has a wild donkey invasion. Couple charges friends for their wedding celebration. And a South Carolina man pulls a gun while trying to return candy at a candy store. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, not that anyone wants to be embarrassed, but embarrassment, it's an unavoidable fact of life. Ever had someone, I don't know, walk in on you while you were masturbating? Or how about someone watching you pick your nose or scratch your itchy junk? Or they hear you fart when you thought no one was around? I've been busted on all of this. Well, look, all of those pale in comparison to a man visiting Thailand. You see, he got naked, tried to have sex with a cow, got gored by the cow for his trouble, and then needed medical attention. Let's face it, just not a good look. So there's that kind of embarrassment. Then there's the oops, my bad kind of embarrassment. In Georgia, a hospital's being sued after they lost a part of a patient's skull. You see, it was removed to relieve pressure on the brain, but when it came time to reimplant it, they're just like, I don't know where we put it. Sorry about that. And we get it. People make mistakes. It's just so much worse when the mistakes are medical. Like in Florida, a doctor is facing disciplinary action after failing to wear his hearing aids. Now, normally, that wouldn't be a big deal, but during a colonoscopy, you see, he couldn't hear his patient screaming. See, the patient wasn't fully sedated when the doctor jammed a scope into his backside. I'll go ahead and let you connect the dots on that one. But look, the looks on your faces. These are just some of the stories that we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
To be a part of the big show, the random question. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like The Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm KISW. The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9.
Home of Tolls, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4161. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of your guests is as good as mine. Our categories today: smoking weed. We have the 10 highest weed consumption cities in the United States.
Okay. I can think of three off the top of my head.
Believe it or not, a lot of these cities are not places that have legal marijuana.
Oh, really?
That is a fact.
Okay.
There's a couple of cities on there where I guess they're doing it the old-fashioned way, so to speak.
I mean, it's the way we grow up, don't
illegally.
It?
Yeah. But either way, we've got the 10 cities with the highest weed consumption. The United States of America is the country that smokes the most weed in the world.
What? Really?
Just so
you
know. That makes sense.
Yep. The American legal cannabis industry fared pretty well last year. According to Whitney Economics, legal sales across 38 states that allow some form of regulated marijuana reached about $30 billion, a 10% increase from the previous year. The legal cannabis industry also added 23,000 new jobs.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a sign that the business climate is doing pretty good there if you are in the marijuana world. Then we have the 10 best Seattle grunge bands of all times.
All times.
All times. And, you know, you think to the days of grunge. A lot of people are not happy about the term grunge as far as...
Why? I've heard it on both sides, right? People go, man, don't call it grunge. And it's like, there's nothing particularly offensive about the term, but everyone understands what you're talking about when you say it.
I believe it's because it was not coined necessarily here. So it was,
but all the locals here still called it grunge.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody did. I think it's a lot like the Brat Pack. You know, they didn't want to be known as the Brat Pack, but we know them to be the Brat Pack. An author coined that term who was writing an article about them. I don't know that, especially like Andrew McCarthy watching that documentary, he was not happy about that. But either way, he said it kind of pinched a hold, I guess, his career, so to speak. But
poor guy.
Well, I mean, Demi Moore did pretty well.
Robert Downey Jr. did pretty well.
Right. You know, Ralph Macchio's doing pretty well. I mean,
granted, he plays one character.
I mean, other than Karate Kid,
and look, I know he's been in other things. Name another character that Ralph Macchio has played.
My Cousin Vinny, and I'm not sure the character name.
Good work.
Either way, he's still working.
Yeah.
He's still active. But we've got
he's still Daniel's son.
The ten biggest grunge bands in Seattle history. Now, when you look at some of the bands in Seattle, you know Jimi Hendrix is not a grunge artist, so to speak. He doesn't fit in that category, nor does Heart.
Queensryche.
Death Cab for Cutie. There's a number of bands.
Kenny G.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of great...
He's grunge jazz.
Yeah. I mean, Sir Mix-a-Lot, very popular, but not in the category of grunge. So those are your...
Mix isn't grunge?
No, he's not. Who else? Macklemore. Not grunge, you know, but either way. Those are your categories coming up with your guess is as good as mine. Also, we'll update you on some locations from the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Speaking of,
we do have a little Men's Room World Tour stop this Saturday.
Saturday from
5 until 8 at Mike's Chili Parlor. If you show up at Mike's Chili Parlor on Sunday, they're not open. I mean, they were open yesterday for a little special event, but typically that's not that place is not open on
Sunday. It's like Chick-fil-A. They're just not going to be open.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But we'll be there from 5 until 8. While we were gone last week, unfortunately, one of the promos that was running on the radio station said Sunday the 24th. Well, it is in fact the 24th, but that's a Saturday.
That is correct.
Yes. So to hopefully clear up as much confusion as possible, if you know people who are planning on going, do not show up on Sunday. Show up on Saturday from 5 to 8 at Mike's. It's going to be a great time. Of course, we'll have the Men's Room IPA there for you as well. So it'll be a good night. And today is the day that we do our random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Random. Hello, Danny. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Danny, welcome to the program. Random question. How are you, man?
Doing all right. How you doing, Miles?
Oh, doing good, man. Got a much needed week of little vacation time, so we're all rested and refreshed in here.
I don't know that rested is the right word. Like, vacation is good because, you know, you ease your brain. You're not worried about work. You're not looking at the news. You're hanging out. But I don't know that well-rested is correct. Like, yeah. I went to Foo Fighters last night. Great show. Mm-hmm. Not well-rested.
See, I feel like I'm rested as I purposely didn't go.
Yep. Did you have the chance to go?
Yes.
Okay, I debated it. Seriously, I woke up because we got in around midnight on Friday night from our vacation. Saturday, I was okay. Yesterday, like, it all just came crashing home. You know, just your exhaustion and all that kind of thing. And I'm like, man, do I go? We decided to go. Glad I did. Great show.
The only thing, Danny, sometimes it takes a little time for our brains and mouths to work together. So we it seems like that's a little rusty coming back.
But what we're saying is the show's going to suck, but, you know.
All right, Danny, how old are you?
Enjoy it.
I am 40.
You're 40. Okay. Have you ever had a colonoscopy?
I have not.
Okay. Then what was your most recent medical procedure?
I don't know. I guess if you count the dentist, I haven't really had any procedures. I mean, I go to the doctor and get medication. So.
Okay. Well, the dentist, the dentist is a medical procedure. You know, I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Is this just routine cleaning, or did you have to see the dentist?
I wasn't going to count the cleaning. I mean, I had a cavity maybe like 4 years ago or something.
All right.
The first one I've ever had.
Well, hey, was that your first cavity?
Uh-huh.
Good on you, man.
Yeah, it sounds like that's you're in pretty good health, really. Okay.
Well, kind of. I mean, I got asthma and stuff from Iraq, but I just don't end up in the hospital very often, you know?
So, you said you got asthma from Iraq?
Yeah, from the burning garbage pits.
Oh, okay. All right. And how long does it take them to identify that that's what's wrong with you? Like, what was the warning sign to you that said something's not right?
That I couldn't breathe when I was running during PT anymore. I mean, they figured out I had asthma within like a year of getting back, and
now,
then I got out.
Do you have an inhaler?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's very important. My daughter has asthma as well, so that's a big deal. Do you have any kind of...
asthma is permanent, right? Like, if you have asthma, you just have asthma for the rest of your life, or no?
My son had it, and he kind of outgrew it, and you kind of manage it, and if you work out a lot and stuff like that, but there's certain triggers for me, like dust and stuff. I don't know what's been going on, but over the past week, I've been using it I guess it's been about 4 days, but I've been using it like 10, 15 times a day. And you're not supposed to, but I'm just so busy working. I'm like, I don't have time to go to the ER and figure this out. So we'll see. Hopefully I don't die.
What would they recommend
that's
you do?
Spirit.
I mean, obviously they don't want you to use an inhaler 10 or 15 times a day. But if 10 or 15 times a day you feel the need to use the inhaler, what would they have you do in place of that?
They give you a better breathe. They give you a more potent version of that albuterol treatment through like a breathing mask that, and then probably give you like a bronchodilator steroid inhaler to take daily.
Okay. All right. Well, I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. Hopefully it goes okay.
What time?
9 o'clock. Right there. Right across the street at the old Poly.
All right.
Yeah, but you know, man, last time I was in there last year, they changed the finger game, so to speak. That's back.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean the change?
Well, for like four or five years, I never had a rectal examination. I had
really?
I've had colonoscopies, but
right.
I've never had the standard general practice check up the backside. But just last year, either that or he was feeling frisky. He's like, yeah, man, they brought that back. And you know what I hate, man?
But wait, what were they doing?
Well, they changed the ages, but also I think you're over the age now where you just kind of have to have it.
I have to have
it. Okay. But did they do something different in place of the finger? Or?
Sometimes it was a blood test. Different things. But
what exactly, just real quick, I understand that it happens. You get a physical and the finger goes there, but what exactly are they feeling for something? Is it consistency?
I believe they're, if you could feel a polyp, maybe they're looking for that or any kind of...
I mean, that's the thing I never asked. Like, what exactly, other than keeping your finger warm... Like,
I mean, an abnormality? I don't know that all ass areas are the same.
Yeah, I don't know.
You
know?
Well, it's got to be pretty much the same. And then if you know, I'm guessing you know, and you're like, oh, that shouldn't be there.
Okay.
But they do the ring around the rose.
Yeah,
they sweep it clean.
It's like you're trying to get the peanut butter out of the jar.
Right, exactly. Ooh, corn again. What is the summertime? The reason we asked about your most recent medical procedure, this sounds like a nightmare from hell. A doctor in Florida failed to wear his hearing aids and thus could not hear the colonoscopy patient screaming in pain. This according to a medical complaint. Gastroenterologist Dr. Ishwari Prasad He has been placed on probation by the states for his action at the Tampa Ambulatory Surgery Center. And if Florida penalizes you, you've really messed up.
Frank,
just understand that. The patient was not properly sedated when Prasad began inserting the scope, and he began to yell and shout that he was in pain and could still feel everything.
God.
According to the medical complaint. And I don't even know what happens. They knock you out every time, so I know they put a scope up there. They have a...
Well, you, look, if they knock you out, you don't want to know what's happening. Even though you know what's happening. Like, you don't want to experience this. Mm-hmm. The fact that the guy was not sedated properly.
Yeah.
Same order has been disturbed.
And he's screaming, and your doctor can't hear you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, you can, look, you can watch the video when you're done. They'll show you the whole spelunking adventure if you want to. You can watch the movie or just look at the stills. But either way, you know there's a camera up there. It, you know, it's... I mean, if you're going to...
But that's why you're sedated.
Just like going, just like going to Olin Mills. When a hospital administrator in the room told Prasad he had to wait, Prasad leaned over the patient and shouted, "I know," as he continued to manipulate the scope, according to the complaint. Prasad is hearing impaired and wears hearing aids to comply with minimum prevailing professional standards of care. I don't know if you know anything about hearing aids whatsoever. Florida is, in fact... the hearing aid capital of the world.
Yeah, because everyone there is 400 years old.
They have brick and mortar hearing aid stores.
That's not a joke.
Beside a Subway restaurant, they have, like, you know, hearing aids.
But there's more people in there than in Subway.
Yes, correct.
I feel like hearing aid people still struggle hearing.
They
if they're older, you kind of get it. But I feel like anybody I know that's, like, around my age just has bad hearing and has one. They're always like, "Ah, you know, I got the hearing aid." Say that again.
My father has a hearing aids, and you begin to wonder, how much do they actually aid in hearing? We did a surprise Zoom call for my brother yesterday. It's his birthday. And my sister-in-law set this up. So the one thing she did when everyone showed up on screen, finger to lips, right? The shh, shh, shh. Now, you visually see this, but I can hear my father talking out loud. "Oh, there's my grandkids. Yeah, there they are." It's like, Jesus Christ. My mom's like, "Robert, shut up." "What?"
I just said that.
Yeah, they're sitting next to each other, and she says something about his hearing aid. I'm like, they don't work.
Apparently, they technology-wise are way ahead of what we know.
Really?
To be. Yeah. As far as
just I don't think he heard half of the Zoom call yesterday.
Well, the physician, he's been licensed since 1990, is also accused of having a surgical tech perform tasks that the only person should be doing is the doctor. And then with a second colonoscopy patient that day, the complaint says that Prasad may have not been wearing the hearing aids again during both procedures, making it basically impossible for his team to communicate with him during this. This is a one-off event, more than likely.
Don't
let this story
scare
you.
When does he wear it if he doesn't wear it during the most important part of his day?
Because, right, you're talking to a patient who's giving you the information that they know. And look, just as a general rule, if you're going to slam something up somebody's backside, you should be able to hear their response. And by the way, people have checked in on the text lines here. As far as the doctor sticking their finger in your backside, they're just checking the prostate.
Yeah. Oh, to see if it's inflamed, I guess, or anything. I don't know.
Checking the prostate.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one. Random,
and then a question for you, Miles. I said, "Are you sure that was the doctor?"
That's my buddy Gary.
Oh,
where am I? You're in the doctor's office, Miles.
But I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to check your prostate.
Play one on TV.
Uh-huh. Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jess, welcome to the program. We're at a question. What do we have for you, Jess? Let's see here. All right, let's go with... this is fun. Let's go with this one. What have you either had stolen from you or what have you stolen yourself?
Oh, gosh. I guess this is kind of like the two go together. It's all connected. Okay, so back in high school, this guy that used to smoke weed with, we knew a couple of mutual friends, and my best friend and I, we had been working telemarketing, but we were like 15, so we couldn't work that many hours, and it was a small paycheck, and my friend was like, "Oh, yeah, blah, 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 I just need to borrow this," and so we ended up, this other friend ended up going over to reclaim my money, and we kind of sort of told this guy we wanted to smoke some weed with him. We knew he had these really nice expensive bongs because he had a lot of money, or his dad, I should say. So my friend who was on the wrestling team for a high school that I won't name, he beat the crap out of this guy, took his bong, got my money back. So, I mean, but that was because he had stole from me. But then, I guess, technically,
So you stole his bong.
I said I had a friend who knew some people, and you know, they just wanted to help me get my money back.
You'll break the damn thing, though. There's no such thing as ordering or owning a glass bong and being able to keep it for more than 3 months. I have not been able to do it successfully in my entire
life. Someone stealing it or breaking it?
No, I break it. I totally ruined the whole thing by myself. I'm pretty good at messing stuff up.
But I feel like nowadays it's not as big of a deal.
What, since it's gotten legalized?
Or just, maybe it's just because, like, the state of Washington, I feel like, or Seattle's always had more smoke shops, but, like, when I was in high school, there was, like, one in Baltimore you heard about.
Yeah.
And people would go get a bong, but, like, they're always breaking. It was just, like, a massive deal.
Can we say bong now? Can I go into a weed shop and say, look, you guys kept saying
it depends on the state, wouldn't you think?
It depends on the state.
If it's legal, I'm just saying. So if I went to a Seattle weed shop, because we don't sell bongs. I'm like, your water pipe is a bong. I get it. We'll do the code thing. But can I just say bong?
Well,
now?
Right. But they always made you say water pipe in the head shops.
Correct.
So I think you could say bong in a weed store. I don't know. I never would think to buy a bong at the actual dispensary.
But what's funny is you could go to like a gas station convenience store and say, would you like to buy a bong? It's a bong.
Well, they're not the ones being regulated for that.
Sure.
But that
should be.
Or back in the day, the brass knuckles.
Right, the throwing star.
Or the switchblade comb or whatever they had in that little glass plastic case that sets up on the counter.
If you buy this umbrella, there's a knife blade in the handle.
Yeah, and I don't know why.
Coke bullet.
And the head shops, as we call them, right? Like, just that mainly are selling, like, glass and grinders. For some reason, the people that work there always have to be kind of an arrogant D.
Always.
Yeah,
that's true.
Reason we asked, have you ever stolen anything or what has been stolen from you? This involves all of us, possibly. There's supposedly been another massive data breach. This time it involves everyone's social security number, along with your physical address. A hacking group called USDOD, I believe that's probably how you say that, claims to have stolen 2.7 billion records earlier this year from national public data. Now, they provide personal information to employers, private investigators, and other people who are doing background checks. You want a loan from a car, they're going to go through this type of service to find out how your credit is and everything else. That includes sensitive identification for everyone in the United States, also England and Canada. Now, believe it or not, they've already tried to sell it. They're not sure if they've sold all the information yet, but they've been trying to. And some of it may have been leaked. It's unclear how big of a threat it is. Officials are advising people to monitor their credit reports and manage their passwords effectively.
Good God.
Good times. More of the Random Question coming up. 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
KISW Yourself, 5th Annual Cakes for Kids campaign is going on. We're going to help the folks at Mary's Place and get a brand new pair of sneakers for the kids going back to school.
Yes.
Now, the cool thing about this deal is, as you know, to have that confidence you need to feel good about yourself, the kids get to pick out their own shoes.
Yeah.
So, the goal is $20,000. And if you want to go to KISW.com right now, please donate what you can. Keep in mind, Friday, that'll be the big push. That's where we'll do the whole, you know, I guess as Castle would say, the public radio drive.
Yeah, right.
Put on the full court press there and try to get that number. It's important. And the more money we can get, the better off we are. There's other things associated with this. If they get enough money for the shoes, they help kids with classroom essentials, things that they can't afford to get. So there's some kids out there that need our help. So if you please can, head to KISW.com and donate what you can.
Thing I read like 2 weeks ago, I think they said like for the average parent per child going back to school, it's over $400. And that does not include the shoes. That's like all the notebooks and the highlighters and the glue sticks and just all this crap. And I'm thinking, man, when I was going to school, when it was back to school time and your parents begrudgingly took you to the store, you got maybe two pencils. You got a pen because not a lot of teachers wanted to write in pen, but they'd get you one. Maybe I got a Trapper Keeper.
There was nothing, but we didn't supply
the school with materials.
Right, and if you get a pack of pencils, thank you, I need them. I'm not excited about going back to school.
No.
you know, it's still school for a kid.
That was the problem.
Some kids are more excited about it than others because they're smart. But, you know, if you're not...
I'll say the one time my parents...
Whatever. I mean, you want shoes. You want a new jacket to wear. You want a new lunchbox. You want cool stuff.
Nope. I got pencils, pens. It's the one time my parents voluntarily would take me shopping. And I'm like... For school, cool. Thanks, guys.
And this is the fifth year, we've done this, and we've helped raise close to over $200,000 in the past 4 years. So we really appreciate that. Thank you for helping us out there. But $20,000 is needed for this year.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to hit that goal all this week, and hopefully by Friday we will be able to celebrate a little bit and help the folks at Mary's Place. So head to KISW.com if you can.
Random.
All right, it's Random Plus, your question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Josh, welcome to the program. What do we got for you here? All right. How about this one? What is the most embarrassing thing that you have been caught doing in your lifetime? The most embarrassing thing.
Oh, man. Shoot. Probably watching porn when I was a teenager.
And who busted you?
Mom.
Why is it always mom and not dad? Maybe it's different for women. I don't know. But I'd rather my dad bust me than my mom. What's that?
Yeah, that could be it.
Dad usually knocks first if the door was closed.
Yeah, you know, I do that with my kids. Give a couple taps. I don't know what you're doing. I'm not going to ask questions, but I think we can silently agree. I just want to swing the door open. Mm-hmm. And they're teenagers now, so I kind of know what's what. But, like, I don't need to know. But certainly if I do the, oh, hang on. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't bust you, but right. I know exactly.
Maybe that's all it is.
What's that?
For whatever reason, you're right. I feel like dads tend to knock more, and moms will just come in. Now, maybe it's because it's dudes. It's just like, oh, God, I don't want to know. They don't want to know. You know what I mean? That's bad for both of us. Whereas I feel like the mom's just like, oh, I'm going to go see my kid.
But moms also seem to have a more adverse reaction to busting on this kind of thing. So as I've gotten older, my mom regales me with stories from childhood. You know, she's like, look.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
KISW yourself. Fifth annual Kicks for Kids campaign is going on. We're going to help the folks at Mary's Place and get a brand new pair of sneakers for the kids going back to school.
Yes.
Now, the cool thing about this deal is, as you know, to have that confidence you need to feel good about yourself, the kids get to pick out their own shoes.
Yeah.
So the goal is $20,000. And if you want to go to KISW.com right now, please donate what you can. Keep in mind, Friday, that'll be the big push. That's where we'll do the whole, you know, I guess as Castle would say, the public radio drive.
Yeah, right.
Put on the full court press there and try to get that number. It's important. And the more money we can get, the better off we are. There's other things associated with this. If they get enough money for the shoes, they help kids with classroom essentials, things that they can't afford to get. So there's some kids out there that need our help. So if you please can, head to KISW.com and donate what you can.
Thing I read like 2 weeks ago, I think they said like for the average parent per child going back to school, it's over $400. And that does not include the shoes. That's like all the notebooks and the highlighters and the glue sticks and just all this crap. And I'm thinking, man, when I was going to school, when it was back to school time and your parents begrudgingly took you to the store, you got maybe two pencils. You got a pen because not a lot of teachers wanted to write in pen. But they'd get you one. Maybe I got a Trapper Keeper.
Which was about it, man.
There was nothing. But we didn't supply the school with materials.
Right. And if you get a pack of pencils, thank you. I need them. I'm not excited about going back to school.
No.
You know, it's still school for a kid.
That was the problem.
Some kids are more excited about it than others because they're smart. But, you know, if you're not...
I'll say the one time my parents...
You want shoes. You want a new jacket to wear. You want a new lunchbox. You want cool stuff.
Nope. I got pencils, pens. It's the one time my parents voluntarily would take me shopping. And I'm like... For school. Cool. Thanks, guys.
And this is the fifth year. we've done this, and we've helped raise close to over $200,000 in the past 4 years. So we really appreciate that. Thank you for helping us out there. But $20,000 is needed for this year.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to hit that goal all this week, and hopefully by Friday we will be able to celebrate a little bit and help the folks at Mary's Place. So head to KISW.com if you can.
Random.
All right, it's Random Plus, your question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Josh, welcome to the program. What do we got for you here? All right. How about this one? What is the most embarrassing thing that you have been caught doing in your lifetime? The most embarrassing thing.
Oh, man. Shoot. Probably watching porn on when I was a teenager.
And who busted you?
Mom.
Why is it always mom and not dad? Maybe it's different for women. I don't know. But I'd rather my dad bust me than my mom. What's that?
Yeah, that could be it.
Dad usually knocked first if the door was closed.
Yeah, you know, I do that with my kids. Give a couple taps. I don't know what you're doing. I'm not going to ask questions, but I think we can silently agree. I just want to swing the door open. Mm-hmm. And they're teenagers now, yeah. So I kind of know what's what. But like, I don't need to know. But certainly if I do the, oh, hang on. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't bust you, but right. I know exactly.
Maybe that's all it is.
What's that?
For whatever reason, you're right. I feel like dads tend to knock more, and moms will just come in. Now, maybe it's because it's dudes. It's just like, oh, God, I don't want to know. They don't want to know. You but know what I mean? That's bad for both of us. Whereas I feel like the mom's just like, oh, I'm going to go see my kid.
But moms also seem to have a more adverse reaction to busting on this kind of thing. So as I've gotten older, my mom regales me with stories from childhood. You know, she's like, look, we knew what you were up to, and I don't know if it's like my little boy isn't a little boy anymore, so... She would be like mildly upset about it, but she said she would like bring it up to my dad. And my dad's like, he's 13, he has a penis. I don't know what else mm-hmm. you think he's going to just leave him alone. Even when my mom busted me with having the porn magazines, before I started selling them, she just busted me with porn magazines. And she was really, really upset, right? And just enraged. And it's like, Mom, I don't know what you think I'm doing with these. I'm just doing the thing that we don't want to talk about. But again, she says, I bring it up to your dad. And the dad's like, leave them alone. Yes, he's 13. He has porn magazines. Yeah. Of course he does. So, yeah, there's something about being a dad. You're like, look, I don't care. I don't care to walk in on it. You know what I mean? I don't want to humiliate you while you're doing it.
You guys probably did not live close to your grandparents. I did.
No.
But
I did.
I don't know what the deal was in West Virginia, but it was an open door policy. So my parents could be away for a week on their own little vacation. But if I was 15 years old, I was still allowed, you know, to stay by myself at home. If they went on a winter vacation, sure. Still in school, whatever, I'm old enough to take care of myself. They'd buy food and be like, dude, you're fine. We'll check in on you and everything. Everything's good. The grandparents don't knock.
Ever.
Especially my grandfather. He would walk in, and my mom would get pissed because she would try to, like, sneak a cigarette out on the back deck when she was still smoking or trying to quit or whatever.
Is that her dad?
No, that was my stepfather's dad. But it was just like...
So wait, he would get mad at your mom if she were busted smoking?
No, she would get mad because, like, you just never knew when he was just going to walk in the house.
Sure, sure.
I mean, he would never knock. He would never ring the doorbell. He was just in your kitchen. And you're like, Jesus, Nick, what are you doing here?
Now, you're only immediate family. Like, I don't care if you open the door and walk in. That's the way it should be, but yeah.
I would never, I mean...
Did he ever bust you handling your business?
No, my kids have had their own places before. I would never go over to their place and just walk in.
No.
And not knock or text them and let them know that I was coming. Or, you know, quick phone call. Hey, I'm in the neighborhood. I'm thinking about stopping by, whatever the deal is. That's not how it worked back then. It was just like, oh, I'm in the neighborhood. I'm going to walk in the door.
It is weird. Like, I own my home. This is my freaking house. And I still knock on the door to technically my bedroom where I let them stay just because whatever you're doing behind mm-hmm. closed doors.
Yep.
Don't want to know. And a lot of times, you know, though, I'll knock. There's no response. Then I'll open the door and open the door. And there's just a quick hand motion. There's just... something to let you know that whatever was on that phone was probably saucy. But at least the pants are on. So I'm like, all right, man, just I'll ignore it.
You're right, because, I mean, our grandparents lived close to us, but I don't think they ever came by without knocking. That would be strange.
It was.
Yeah,
It drove my mom nuts. Because, you know, she would turn around a corner, and they'd both be in the living room. And I was like, ah! Yeah. Say now, something like, hello, I'm here. Is anybody home?
Yeah, at least that.
Where I have done it is if you're with a group, like family vacation.
Yeah.
Kind of like you were just on. That's uh-huh. what I'm thinking of. Right? Like everybody's staying, like, I don't know, in the same building or whatever. So you wouldn't, I didn't think about it, but I was staying, it wasn't my family. I was an adult. I was 19 or 20.
Yeah.
But same thing, like, I had agreed with some of the other adults maybe to play cards and have drinks later, but I walked into the condo that was just a couple.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
They must have just finished. And I was like, oh, I'll come back. And I was just like, and they, I remember they said like two words to me, and I went, if you don't bring it up, I will not bring it up.
I'll tell you what,
we left it at that.
You're right. So there were 25 of us. It's a big-ass house that they rent on the beach in Delaware every year. There's 25 of us, and it's fine. Everyone's used to each other and all that. And I'm close with everyone, but there are limits to your closeness. So because it's a beach house, none of the doors, the interior doors, none of them are solid. They're all like those louvered doors.
Oh, yeah.
Including the bathroom. Now, I understand that people can't see in, but when you're sitting on the toilet, you can see out. So I can see who's in the hall. Everyone tends to talk close. I would just speed this up and say I treated myself to a chocolate milkshake late night. We'd all gone out like for dinner.
All right.
Made whole milk. I knew I was going to pay the price. What I did not think about, however, was 4 o'clock in the morning when my gut's just killing me and I know I have got to absolutely just blow it out the backside. The amount of noise that my ass made in that bathroom, okay? And again, it's not solid doors. But that also includes the bedrooms that are right next to it. So I am blowing it, and I'm trying to do it as quiet as I can. You know, so like you pause, you clench, you try to dribble it out, but my ass wasn't playing that game. It's like, you drink a chocolate shake, we're going to let the world know. So I am blowing up the bathroom. I'm in there for probably 15 minutes, and it's awful, and it's loud. But I realize through these louvered doors, right around the corner is another bedroom with two young ladies, about 21, 22 years old. They also have louvered doors. Following morning, I get up, and it's just this real quick eye lock. I mean, it lasts like a billionth of a second, man. But these two chicks look at me. I say good morning, walk upstairs, grab breakfast. They say good morning, and there's just this knowing in their eyes. They're not trying to make me feel bad. Like I said, a billionth of a second. But in that billionth of a second, all I can think is they heard me pooping for 15 minutes straight last night.
Yeah,
I probably woke them up. There's no way to hide the sound.
Breeze, we asked, what's the most embarrassing thing you've been caught doing? A Russian tourist who was trying to have sex with a cow was gored by the animal and had to be rescued by Thai police. The 26-year-old is said to have stripped off and saddled on over to a male bull before saying, maybe that's a bad idea. So they turned his attention to a female tied to a wooden fence in a field in southern Thailand. This was yesterday afternoon. Now, the holidaymaker allegedly tried to mount the cow. She wasn't having that. And pinned him to the ground and started to gore him repeatedly. Concerned locals who suspected the Russian was up to no good when they saw him prowling naked, they'd already called police. So the police were on their way.
Right.
When they also heard his cries for help while being attacked and stood next to him as they waited for officers to arrive. Footage shows the man lying on the ground without any clothes as the brown cow attacks him. Mr. Brown can moo, can you? A paramedic who treated him said they suspected he was, trying to have sex with a cow. We found weed in his car. Maybe he was high. The way we found him, his actions suggested he was trying to do something dirty with a cow, that he was trying to have sex with her. The officer said the cow charged the suspect when he was trying to restrain it by holding its head. He was lucky the rescue team arrived to save him.
I bet.
When the police arrived, the suspect was being attacked by the cow actively. Witnesses said he first went to a male cow, then over to the female, and tried to climb on top of her. Either way, he kept speaking Russian without any meaning. He had no smell of alcohol in his car. There was some marijuana, and his passport was in the car as well. We sent him to the hospital because he was injured on his butt, but he went crazy at the hospital, and the doctors then would not admit him. So now he's being detained and not treated at a police station. We are waiting for the tourist police and the immigration to work it out. Then we'll conduct an investigation. I don't know why you necessarily need to conduct an investigation at this point.
We know what's up. He tried to have sex with the cow. The cow was not trying to have sex with him, gored his ass, and he had to go to the hospital. That's just a bad look, man.
Random. I'm glad the cow got, or the bull got him.
It wasn't even the bull that did it. It was the cow.
Or the cow, yeah.
Because he went to the bull. The bull's like, don't even think about it, homeboy. So he goes to the cow, and the cow's like, all right. And then just nailed his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Willie. Welcome to the men's room.
Moo.
Boo.
Moo.
Moo.
Moo. Moo, bitches. Oh, let's go with this one. Of all the people that you've ever met in your lifetime and known personally one way or the other, who has had the oldest sounding name that you know? The oldest sounding name. For
including grandparents?
Exactly. So for example, I knew a Myrtle at one point in time.
How old was Myrtle?
Myrtle was a great-grandmother.
Okay, I met a Martha. Martha was 24. She's still married to my, they've been together for like 30 years. But when he first said, I met this hot chick, I really like her. And of course, she asked, what's her name? He said, Martha. And me and Tony laughed for probably 20 minutes.
My mom won't acknowledge the fact that her middle name is Eloise. For some reason, she does not like the name. Never has.
I know why she doesn't like it. Because it's Eloise.
Eloise. Is that bad of a name?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think most Eloise just go by Louise now.
Or L. Louise still sounds old, too. I can't picture, like, a young Louise.
Okay,
just because Bob's Burgers.
Well, right. Okay.
Yep. All right, Willie, who do you know with an old-sounding name?
Well, you said Myrtle, and I know a dog named Myrtle, but my grandmother was Thelma.
That's Thelma! Wow!
I never heard of, I never met another Thelma.
And you won't. You know what, man? Your name makes you sound older. You could be William, you could be Will. Does not sound old. Somehow, by going by Willie... Mm-hmm. Maybe because of Willie Nelson, and that's the only Willie I can think of. Other than my penis.
Yeah, my name's Willie Bent, and that was just a cruel and unusual joke.
Willie Bent, are you being serious?
No, Thrill, I'm not.
Okay, thank
that's
God.
That's your name, Willie Bent.
No, that is a joke. You see?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Jesus.
Yeah, it's an assumed name after too many whiskeys. I become Willie Bent sometimes.
Yeah, I think we all have been.
I'm with you. Willie does. Maybe it's Willie Nelson. I either picture Willie Nelson or an old black dude.
Yeah, Willie. I mean, really. William, yeah. Fine. Will, fine. Willie sounds old. Have you always gone by Willie? Is that something that like your family put on you and it just never left or what?
Oh, no. That was a house that I used to share with a bunch of guys. And we used to get junk mail because the place had people had been living there in for a long time. Get junk mail for this man named William Bent, and then you put it in reverse. It's Bent, comma William, right. And I just thought that was hilarious. And so that became kind of a AKA pseudonym, drunken name at the bar scene sometimes. Willie Bent.
Okay. So, they say that popular T names are now going away.
Well, like Teresa,
like Ted. Tom, Timmy, Tony, Tina, Teresa, Tammy.
Wow, really?
Tanya.
Do we just not like the letter T?
I don't know. That's part of this thing. It says there's a list online of old school names that people say will never become popular again.
Okay. Just a few from the text line real quick. My grandmother's name was Arvilla. I've never heard anyone name. My grandparents, take your pick. There's Elmer, Osco, Marlene. My grandmothers are Bertha and Glenna. Good God. I grew up in a heavily Greek neighborhood. There were a lot of kids named George. Same thing like in the Catholic world. There's Catherine, there's Elizabeth, right? And that's about it. I knew a man older than me. His name was Roy Cephas. And I had great aunts, Edith and Dagmar.
All right.
Dagmar?
Well,
was she a Viking or something? Good God.
It says that it seems like every kid is being named Liam or Olivia these days, but that won't always be the case. Names go in and out of fashion based on a lot of different things, usually. But there is this list online of old school names that people say will never become popular again. Never. And here are some of the good ones. Prudence.
I can't believe there's another name ever.
Yeah.
I've heard it, but I feel like I only read the name Prudence in stories, and she was an old, mean woman.
So they're saying Prudence, Charity, and Chastity, and other puritanical virtue names are all kind of going to the wayside and will never be popular
again. All right.
Believe it or not, Gary.
Gary?
Gary. Could you imagine naming a baby Gary?
Not now. I do know a Gary, but he's 6 years older than me. Just grew up with him. But
yeah. I'm just saying from the baby standpoint.
Yeah,
Is Gary a real name or are they all Geralds?
No, he was actually Gary.
Gary, yeah.
His name was Gary. I didn't even realize that Gerald was a name that could be nicknamed Gary to Gary, but yeah.
Very popular name growing up for
parents,
friends, and stuff like that. No,
I knew a lot of Garys.
Not my age.
And I feel like Susan and Wendy were huge names during
Wendy
my age
was very was very popular as well. Then you have Cletus.
I mean, come on.
Phyllis, but these were all popular at one time. Lance, believe it or not, has dropped off the cliff. Lance is not a popular name anymore.
I like that Lance, but he's my age.
Right. I know Lance is my age as well. Alexa. They say Amazon really killed the momentum of that one.
Well, sure.
But it is an old school name. Then we have the classics. Bertha.
Mm-hmm.
Bartholomew.
Bertha.
Bertha. For obvious reasons, Isis.
Yeah.
I met an Isis that was in her 20s, probably 2 weeks ago.
All right. So, like, right before we connected, it was something else?
I knew an Iris, but not an Isis. I don't think I've ever met an Isis.
I've known of some Isis, Isises, whatever. Never met an Iris.
Fanny. Fanny, one of the names they say will never become popular again.
I knew a Fanny. She was older. When I was a kid, her name was Fanny, and we thought it was hilarious.
Karen.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Karen has been killed.
Told you, my wife's best friend's name is Karen, and we're explaining to my son a couple of years ago that we're going to go visit Karen. And he's like, Dad. I'm like, what? He's like, well, don't call her that. I said, dude, that's her name. He did not even realize it was a name. To him, it is just a slur.
How about Horace? The only Horace I've ever heard of is Horace Grant, who played for the Chicago Bulls. I can't think of another popular
My aunt
Horace.
Was married to a horse.
A Horace.
A Horace.
Horace.
H-O-R-A-C. Not a horse. A horse.
Yeah, you need to be careful with that one. Errol. Like Errol Flynn, I'm assuming.
I've never met Errol.
Adolf, for obvious reasons.
Yep.
Also, Ebenezer used to be a very popular name, even though the literary character was ultimately reformed.
What would be the nickname for that? Ebby? Is it Neezer? If my name were Ebenezer, I'd be like, do not call me Ebenezer.
The bee's knees. Yeah. I don't know.
The knees man.
Gaylord for men.
Yeah.
Gaylord Perry was a knuckleball pitcher. I can't think of anyone else named Gaylord back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, you just... it's fine.
Oh,
are you a Gaylord?
You know, Gaylord. I mean, it's just too easy for people to, like... But gay used to... I mean, like, gays... There's always been homosexuals.
Right.
But gay also used to be used a lot more for just being happy and gay.
Well, gay is a word, is a name for women. Gay, G-A-Y-E. That used to be a very popular name as well.
Actually, the guy that fired me from Chi-Chi's, he was the regional manager, but it was a dude, and he was probably like 6'5". He was a big, like, man's man. His name was Gale.
Gail.
And it just, we're like gay, like with the G's, like, yes. I'm like, oh.
Okay. It's like, I mean, look, in Irish Catholic circles, you'll still meet some dudes named Kelly.
And, sure, but that one, like, Sean, Kelly, those kind of names, like, I'm like, all right.
And we blame Jim Henson for killing the top two names.
Kermit and?
Hang on.
Hold on. Kermit and Elmo?
Elmo.
Were people naming their kids Elmo?
Absolutely. There was a ton of Elmos back in the day.
Kermit. I mean, I didn't grow up with any Kermit. The only Kermits I knew was the Frog.
Sure.
And then I think there was a famous basketball player who, like, knocked out a coach once.
I feel like you only ever get called Kermit as a...
You just sound like Patrick Mahomes. Right, like you sound like my brother.
Nickname.
Right.
Right.
One thing, it's not a bad name.
You gotta get Mahomes has to do a video with your brother.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Hey, join our podcast. You can join me. You know?
You can tell them apart.
But you're being the ref.
Hey.
A guy named Bob. And Bob's not a bad name, but this was back in Baltimore. I did not know this family, but it was like a 3-year-old kid, and he was just getting too close to the water, so his parents called over to him. But I just remember they said, Bob, get away from the water. And I'm like... I'm looking at a child, that, you know, not Bobby,
I
not
told
Robert.
You, we did
like,
that with Bob? My buddy's kid, but... I don't think my buddy's wife liked it. His name is Robert.
And you guys call him Bob.
We used to call him Bob. Right? Especially he was like 2 or 3. It was hilarious. Just like, right, because you're just like, right, because he'd walk around naked. And like the one story is, you know how little boys are. So he had his hand on his junk. The other hand, he was holding chips. And then he'd reach in with the off hand. We were like, Bob, get your hand off your junk. Nobody wants a junk chip. But now that he's like 12,
junk food, though.
He goes by Robbie or Robbie. Yeah. He's like, don't call me Bob.
Don't call me Bob, yeah.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.